Right now, it is 6:23, time for the O-Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Have you guys heard of the singer Lana Love? Lana Love, does that sound familiar to you?
Take a lot of love.
Well, she was a...
Thank you very much.
What is that? I don't even know what that is.
You don't remember a lot of love? Linda Ronstadt did it, but Neil Young wrote it.
No.
I remember it.
Thank you.
The only reason you know it is because of Neil Young.
Dang right.
Anyway, Lana Love was a contestant on The Voice.
That show is so confusing.
Why?
I have somebody in my house that watches it, or at least used to. I just don't get how they all draft players. They don't have to go through a lottery, but they get players. And then sometimes players on, like, I don't even know who the judges are now. Is Blake Shelton still on it? Or he
is this the one with the chairs that turn around?
Yeah, that drama, too. If they really like what they hear, they turn around.
They hit the button or whatever, and it turns the chair around.
But sometimes players on your own team can compete against each other.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
Anyway, Lana Love, previously contestant on The Voice, she thought she'd try out for the new vocal competition series called Wings of Voice.
What's that?
Wings of Voice.
No.
Well, she's very mad about this new competition.
You get free wings if you win?
She thought it would be the perfect launch pad for her music career. The winner of the show was promised the chance to perform with a Grammy-winning artist. But Love viewed the exposure of being on an HBO series as the real prize. So she flew from her home in New York to Los Angeles three times on her own dime for separate auditions and tapings of Wings of Voice, which was filmed on an HBO soundstage in Hollywood. She waited in line with more than 1,000 aspiring singers, performed for judges, and made it to the top 50. But one day before her final taping, she made a shocking discovery. Wings of Voice was not a real singing competition. Instead, the show was an elaborate stunt designed by Nathan Fielder.
What a jerk.
Orchestrated solely for the purpose of making a tangential point in his social experiment series on HBO, The Rehearsal. The comedy series helps ordinary people rehearse for life's biggest moments with hyper-realistic simulations. And in season two, Nathan Fielder is setting out to prevent aviation disasters.
Oh, that's funny.
So his hypothesis is that the number one cause for plane crashes is poor communication among pilots, between pilots, you know. So in between flight simulations and other role-playing exercises, Fielder hires real pilots to serve as judges on a fake singing show.
Hilarious.
His idea is that if a co-pilot can learn how to give direct and honest feedback to an aspiring singer, then maybe they can better assert themselves to a dismissive airline captain.
Okay,
the beauty in this show and in his sense of humor is he is over the top elaborate. He does all this ridiculously unnecessary stuff to get to his end goal.
I know what I'm supposed to laugh at, but to me, this is his Waterloo because, number one, plane crashes, not funny. I'm sure this is hilarious to all the people who
lost that's not what he's
family
saying.
Members in a plane
he's
crash.
He's trying to
number
prevent
two,
plane crashes.
For the cruelty to these people that think, well, I'm having a hard time making it around here as a singer. I guess I'll enter this. And
I'm with you on that. There is, there's no doubt. There's a little.
Extremely.
There's some sorriness there.
Just for a payoff of somebody like you going,
No.
You got him there.
I'm agreeing with you that there's some sorriness there.
Not funny, Frank.
But can't you also agree that it's funny how elaborate this is when, like, if I told you he's staging a fake singing competition Would you have guessed that it was all to help co-pilots talk to pilots during a flight?
But that, again, I don't get it. It's not funny to me. It needs to be.
That's not funny at all.
No, not funny at all.
Well, then I guess I'll bid you good day then.
Instead of HBO, it needs to be on the NFF network, the Not Fun of Frank network.
Look at it this way. It gave this girl her dream come true. She got on HBO.
Yes, and now she's mad about it. But
facts.
That is wrong, and you know it, Gordon Keith.
What? That she's on HBO?
No.
I think she deserves
that whole scenario of, hey, yeah, maybe this could be you.
It
turns out it's a semi-funny, stupid...
I agree with you. I agree with you that it's sorry. I'm also saying that it's the overall concept is very funny. I've not seen the rehearsal this season. I've only seen the clip of him recreating Sully's childhood in a very extremely elaborate way.
Ridiculous. So now it's semi-funny, George?
It's like Tom Green playing pranks on his parents. It's sorry, but
absolute
it's funny.
Sorriness.
Yeah.
And
hey,
you have laughed at that.
Sorry too.
You have laughed at that for years
and
now.
And
all
for you. Said, how could he do that to his parents?
Yes,
I've
you have.
Repeatedly said that.
And I'm with you on that. I share that same sentiment. Why can't you have that same sentiment here?
Because
which
the
is,
ones you've
it's
had
sorry,
me watch.
But it's also incredibly funny, the idea.
Like the Tom Green thing, I've always wondered, okay, his parents must have been in on it, just like in a lot of bits that I watch this so-called Nathan Fielder do.
You know, that is his name. It is Nathan
that's
Fielder.
That's his real name. Then I think the ones I've watched, I'm thinking, okay, these people are in on the bit, so what's so funny about this? They're really not that freaked out by this elaborate plan because they were told it's a part of a TV show.
No, they're not in on it. Which goes to your sorriness thing.
Well, in this case, yeah.
Anyway, see, you're all over the map. You're saying that it's not that it's a sorry show, but the people are in on it.
Well, these are different things. What you had me watch, I just didn't think was funny. I'm sorry.
Gosh. Okay. All right. That's allowed.
Known,
people have different tastes.
We should have known by the name of the show, Wings of Voice. That sounds
ridiculous.
Made up.
Even the pilots who are called in to be judges, and that had to be so confusing for all these aspiring singers, that they're performing in front of pilots.
Listen, George, man,
he's just not.
Get over the Kardashians and get over Nathan Fielder.
I don't care about the Kardashians.
Yes,
care spelled with a K.
Yeah, I finally got you out of that one. You stopped talking
about
that.
Not out of it.
That.
I never cared about the Kardashians.
You were bringing them up daily before I chastised you.
They were making news daily. Anyway, the pilots were not aware that Wings of Voice was a sham. They thought they were real judges. In the Wings of Voice competition.
Okay, I give you that's kind of funny, the title of the show, Wings of Voice.
Why would they go along with it? Why would they think that was going to help them communicate?
No, because people just go along with stuff. Because they don't want to make
waves.
They
don't want to hear the explanation. They hear 5 seconds of it, and they think, okay, yeah, pilots are involved, whatever, I'll do it.
So the pilots didn't know it was a sham. Neither did the singers, and a lot of them had crossed state lines for their shots at stardom.
So what does that mean?
What do you mean?
They crossed state lines.
Well, it means that they had traveled.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I thought it was going to be some sort of felony. Because
no, long distances. That's what I'm saying.
Is she going to sue?
Lana Love says she spent $5,500 on travel, lodging, and hair and makeup. In her 3 trips to L.A. Wow. And as a vocal teacher in New York, she says she lost out $4,000 in canceled lessons. This is all in the Variety article. She says that she is breaking her non-disclosure agreement and says she's not scared of HBO retaliating against her because she doesn't think they have a ground to stand on. So she said that she signed a couple of non-union contracts, was told that she would still have... she would still have the rights to her original material that appeared on the show. As I'm looking at this, it says she said the production looked just like The Voice or any other singing competition. The only abnormal thing is that we auditioned for an airline pilot. I think it was the second episode that she was in, the second audition she went through. She was held in the waiting room and told that she would have to perform Old MacDonald Had a Farm or Yankee Doodle next in the next round. And in the show, he explains that the contestants had to sing public domain song so I can avoid paying licensing fees. This was something that came up with Nathan Fielder, Nathan for you as well. Like when he was at a campfire and he was playing royalty-free music on the guitar. George, come on!
Sorry, I'm not going to join your little Nathan Fielder pep rally.
And then I think that that song came back as like the theme song to the next episode. And he got way deep. He just keeps gnawing on some bone that he just can't leave alone.
Hey, he's got a deal with HBO. A lot of people must think it's funny. Well, I'm trying to give him credit.
Dude, you would get, if you would watch more than two episodes of Nathan for You.
I swear to God, I watched like seven or eight, and I just said, I can't do this anymore.
Wow. Does it ever surprise you, Craig, the fact that we all have generally have the same sense of humor and you can't find anything in that that's funny?
Yes. I would think just Nathan's appearance would crack George up. He never changes expression. He's so awkward. I would think you would love all that. He's such a funny looking
when
guy.
When he announces the next convolution in this whole crazy scheme, you're just going, I can't believe he's so far off track. That's what is so funny to me, because we do it all the time. We laugh about some sentence that we say, didn't know I was going to say that this morning. But right. The fun of it is that we understand how the Overton window has moved to where that sentence makes sense.
Got it. Right.
When somebody else would hop in and not know it. Well, that's exactly what every Nathan for You episode is. It's that you're watching something at the end of it. You're going, this is so far from where we started. It's hilarious.
All right. Yeah. We'll continue this at another time, but we have breaking sports news this morning.